Hello, welcome. It's a mini emergency gutter. In fact, I'm rebranding it. It's a catastrophe gutter. Well, it feels like we're in the midst of a catastrophe. I'm joined by Craig Hannon and Neil Ackerson to discuss our way out, our route home. I think I last joined the party with you, Neil, at 5 a.m. last Friday. 5 a.m. I still haven't regained the sleep of that night, the Caicedo night. As we shall remember, I think it's going to live long in the memory, the events of the past few days, in certainly in transfer land. I was speaking to you, Neil, before we came on about how the events of the last few days have broken me just a touch. I'll get it back. I'll come together. But
are you a man without mojo?
I don't know. I'm just a little tearful, a little fragile at the moment. And people need to treat me with kid gloves around transfers. People stopping me in the street as they do go, Rob, who are we going to sign? But they do that to me. Seriously.
Do they do that to you?
Yeah, they fucking do. That's what they say. And I like
as you're gurooing around the streets of Liverpool.
I laugh and go, I haven't got a fucking clue. And they go, but you must. They actually think I might know some shit.
And you don't?
Sometimes I do, but it's not very often. But anyway, at the moment, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. That guy said, we were talking just in all seriousness, is that the word, before we came on, about how the paradigm of how transfers work for us as Liverpool fans certainly seems to have been broken. We can live in a world where there are rumours and counter-rumours and we can get excited about someone and the excitement can ebb away. But then there's always a phase where there's a quickening of sorts where Liverpool have agreed a fee. A medical's booked for tomorrow. Personal terms are seen to be a formality. And within 2 days, 3 days max, you know you're going to get the what was once called the Melwood lean. One of the only times in recent memory where I can remember that sort of being taken away from us was Fekir Day, when there were some publicity photos and he went. And that was hard to come back from. I spent a summer trying to believe that was going to come back. But anyway, here we are a few years later. Caicedo, you know what? We knew there had to be a big move in the market. And we made the move, and it was really dramatic. It felt really Liverpool, didn't it? It felt like a transfer equivalent of a last-minute winner against Dortmund or something like that. And there we were, 100 to British transfer record, big name, done. Just as it was settling in, there was that horrible ooze of negative information that he actually wanted Chelsea. And the thing, Craig, and I keep referencing me and Neil talking just off camera or off mic beforehand. What's horrible about it is just there's a lack of, just doesn't feel cricket, does it? Doesn't feel very Corinthian. What Chelsea are doing is boxing people left, right and centre. They're potentially breaching all sorts of rules, allegedly. But none of it feels very just or fair.